For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells CBS's 60 Minutes that Saudi Arabia will face severe punishment if an investigation finds the nation was involved in the alleged murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. The mission journalist was allegedly murdered inside the Saudi consulate. The Saudis say he walked out on his own accord and could be alive. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida tells CNN's State of the Union that if the Saudis are behind it, then the kingdom needs to be punished.
If they lured this man into that consulate, they went medieval on him, and he was killed, and he was chopped up, and they sent a death crew down there to kill him and do all this, that'd be an outrage. And just because they're an ally in an important mission, which is containing Iranian expansion in the region, cannot allow us to overlook or walk away from that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
People on the East Coast are working hard to clear away the debris from Hurricane Michael.
Just going to clean up the whole area, since we're the only ones here.
The storm wreaked havoc in Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Here's Governor Ralph Northam.
Residents should still be aware of proposed threats, such as downed power lines, floods, road closures.
East Point business owner Michael Melender says he's lucky to be alive.
We've been blessed over here. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of them lost lives, I've heard.
Facebook says hackers accessed data from about 30 million accounts, part of the security breach that was disclosed a few weeks ago. Facebook Vice President of Product Management, Guy Rosen.
The attackers accessed two sets of information from them, their name and the contact details. That would have been things like phone numbers or emails, depending on what people had on their profiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In Portland, Oregon, what was billed as a march for law and order turned into streets of violent protest. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Police say the march turned into chaos as right-wing activists and leftist protesters clashed in the streets on Saturday night. Members of the group Patriot Prayer fighting with members of Antifa, a battle that involved bear spray, fists, and batons. The fight eventually broken up by riot police who had to fire pepper balls at the crowd. Some participants were earlier seen with knives and other weapons, but no arrests had been made at last check. Police say they are continuing to investigate, though. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The World Bank has pledged up to $1 billion for relief and reconstruction to Indonesia to help recover from the September 28th earthquake and tsunami. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Indonesia was rocked by the twin disasters that claimed an estimated 2,000 lives. In making the announcement, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim called Indonesians a compassionate people.
We at the World Bank Group are very happy to be able to meet that compassion by announcing that we will be able to respond to the government's request for up to $1 billion to supplement rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts and to bolster long-term resilience in Sulawesi and Lombok.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.